Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Well, good evening, everybody, from Forsythe Fieldhouse at Fort Recovery. Welcome to Fort Recovery Basketball. Tonight, it is the Fort Recovery Indians and the Crestview Knights. Hi, everybody. Ed Thurman and Brian Patch on hand here tonight. Well, Fort Recovery going for a weekend sweep, Brian, after a thrilling two-point win last night, 58-56, in their victory over Parkway. Good conference win. Now they'd like to finish off the weekend with a good win tonight against the defending state champs.
Absolutely. If they can play well enough and get a win tonight, this would, I think, be a big weekend for their season, you know, kind of getting started. We've been fortunate enough not really to leave the Forsythe in this span, so next week we'll play our first road game, but this would definitely be a great confidence booster for these young men going into the Christmas holiday break.
Well, of course, anytime you beat a defending state champion, and I realize that Crestview graduated a lot of kids from that team last year, but still it gives you a boost saying, hey, we beat the state champs.
Absolutely, and you know, and it is a little bit of a rebuilding mode, but they still have a 6'8", 6'9", kid, Kalen Etzler, who's I think ranked maybe second or third player in the state of Ohio right now. Chance to be Mr. Basketball, going to Ohio State, already commit. I think he's a top 15, top 20 kid or something like that in the nation. So, one, that's pretty cool to say you get a chance to play against a kid like that. It's another thing to say, hey, we beat a kid like that too.
Yeah.
So,
well, Crestview lost last night to Columbus Grove, and they stand just one win and three losses on the season. But still, as you said, they've got Kalen Etzler, 6'8" junior, and the name Etzler is going to be a very prominent name because they also have a starting guard by the name of Gavin Etzler, who's a 5'9 freshman, his cousin. And oh yes, throw in the fact that Doug Etzler is the father of the guard and the uncle of the big boy. So this is a name and a family that knows basketball.
Well, and the coach played at Ohio State when they were in their glory runs in the late 90s, and so he knows obviously the game really well. And you know, his son's a gym rat, and a whole family is, obviously. And so it's a little rebuilding mode when you lose. I think it was 8 seniors they lost off that state championship team and returned really one player off that team. So, it's still going to be a good game. They're going to be well coached, and you know, we still got to play well. So,
what is the key, though, tonight for Fort Recovery?
I think you're not going to stop him. I mean, he's going to go out and get his. I know in the Parkway game, I think he had 38. They played him straight up man-to-man, which I don't think is probably a good choice to do. But I think you got to throw multiple things at him and make him earn his. He's going to get them, but he's got to earn them. He can't get easy ones. And then you can't let someone else beat you. I know your goal as a coach is to try to make someone else beat you. But, you know, at the same time, you can't let him beat you. But, you know, you can't let those other guys get easy buckets. They got to earn them as well. So,
well, tonight, Fort Recovery coming in here at 3-1 against the Crestview Knights, who are 1-3. It's a non-conference game, but it's a big game nonetheless for both squads as they go at it here at the Forsythe Fieldhouse tonight. We'll be back in a couple of minutes, and we'll get to the starting lineups and get you to the start of this game tonight between the Indians and the Knights here on J Country 101.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Taking care of you. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cooper Farms would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family the safest and happiest holiday season. Remember to take your time every day to be thankful for your blessings. Think of those less fortunate and encourage those needed lifted up. Support your favorite basketball team by attending the game and support the band members and cheerleaders who motivate the crowd. Happy holidays from your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
the season changes to winter, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to remember to be sure you're protected for the changes in your life. Do you have the right auto insurance? The right homeowner's coverage? Has your business grown? Now is the time to let the insurance experts at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency make sure you have the right coverage that fits your budget. Step inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call 888-375-4181.
This Christmas, why not give a gift that's unique? So how about this? Kids love the big selection of toy tractors and trucks, farm toys and pedal tractors from Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery. These toys are not found on the shelves of any big retailer either. There's also jackets, hats, shirts, and sweatshirts for all ages. Or forget the toys and clothes. We also service and sell Echo chainsaws, leaf blowers, and string trimmers. Surprise them with something unique. Hull Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Nice touch here at the field house tonight as Fort Recovery honoring Crestview for that state championship with a nice rousing ovation. Always nice when you can congratulate an opponent like that. It's just really good sportsmanship. That means a lot to everybody.
Well, our announcers down there, Harold Feely and Bubba Stogler, who does the book, they kind of both do that together. They always do that to the area MAC teams and the other schools. And you know, we have a lot of pride in Northwest Ohio, especially in our own conference, but also in just in the area in general. You know, we love to beat our opponents, but at the same time, you know, we're very supportive in this area and very proud of Northwest Ohio. And when a team accomplishes something like that, for as long as I've been here, it's going on 16 years, they've always done that. And I think that's just a great thing.
It's also like congratulating Anna and Marion Local on their football state championships this year.
Absolutely. And, you know, when one of those teams have success, you know, we always feel like, you know, we help play a part in that a little bit. And we, you know, not that it's, you know, we were out there playing, but we feel like, hey, it's one of our own who did that, and we're very proud of that. So,
well, let's get to the starting lineups tonight. First off, for the Crestview Knights of Doug Etzler, inside is Kalen Etzler, 6'8" junior. Also inside is Carson Kreischer, a 6'2" junior. The guards include Brody Brecht, a 6' junior, Caden Short, a 5'8" senior, and Gavin Etzler, who's a 5'9" freshman. For the Fort Recovery Indians, inside it's Brian Benn, 6'5" junior. Also inside, Clay Schmitz, the 6'4" junior. The guards include Regan Martin, plays out on the wing, 6'1" junior. The guards are Derek Judy, 6'2" junior, and Grant Kanapke, 6'3" senior. Best of luck to the Indians tonight from Dr. David Banta of Portland. His dental clinic invites you to come in, and they wish the Indians the best of luck. See Dr. Banta and his dental clinic on the west side of Portland on Highway 67. For the Indians tonight, they are 3-1, coming off an exciting 58-56 come-from-behind win over Parkway last night, their first conference victory of the year. And to do it the way they do it by getting, what, 2 3-pointers in the final minute, Brian, that was something.
Yeah, it was. Ryan Post hits a big three with maybe, I don't know, 30-some, 40-some seconds left and to put us up. Parkway scores on the other end with 9.9 seconds, and we take a timeout, and Grant Kanapke buries the three with 2.2 seconds. So a great win for us. We didn't play very well. We were kind of down the whole game, not really into it mentally, it looked like, but yet we found a way to win. And that's great when you can win a conference game not playing your best basketball, because good teams want to find a way to win, because you're not always going to be there every night on the offensive end. So
hey, as they say, all's well that ends well, and it ended very well last night. All right, Crestview comes out, dark blue uniforms with red trim, and the Indians in their homestanding white uniforms with the black trim or purple. And here's the tap, and it's controlled by Crestview, and we are underway. It is Gavin Etzler walking it up, and he and Caden Short, Short with it out in front. He looks, goes over to the far side, turns near side as they get it into the corner. Here is Gavin Etzler, hits a three. Can you tell that he's a coach's kid? That was as pretty a shot as you would want.
Yeah, it was. It looked like they're having some issue with the arrow key here. But Yeah, it was a wide open three. Hits a three, looked good doing it. You know, he's not really put together for a freshman. You can tell he's definitely a freshman body. But, you know, if you can shoot it, you can shoot it. Doesn't matter what you look like.
Hey, 14 years old, what did we look like at that age?
I was 6'5", but...
I couldn't be 6'5 in my dreams. Drive inside. Here's Ben putting it up and in. Herm Schmitz. Schmitz with a nice power move to the basket, and it's 3-2. 1 point Crestview lead. We're just underway from Fort Recovery tonight. Out in front, the big boy, Etzler, a long three. It's no good, and the rebound comes off to Fort Recovery. They'll push it up the floor quickly. Up floor it goes. They work it to Judy, and Judy out front gets it off to Kanapke. Here's a long three. Good!
Grant staying hot from last night. Hits a three on the left wing.
Grant Kanapke with the put-ahead basket for the Indians. They lead it 5-3. The Knights, 1-3 on the season. They go into the corner to Kaylin Etzler. Etzler back out front to Grant Etzler. They are cousins. Near side pass as they work, can work the perimeter. Nowhere to go with it. They'll get it off to Brecht. Brecht goes into the corner. They just can't find a shot right now. They'll go inside finally. Here is Gavin Etzler driving it out front. Shot is no good. Rebounded, taken away by Brian Bidd of Fort Recovery. Indians on the attack over on the far side to Martin. Martin works on the perimeter. He drives toward the lane. He stops. He scoops it off right side. Going to be picked up by Schmitz in the corner. Schmitz now looks to drive. He tries to make a move to the basket. Does. Left it short. Rebounded by Kaylin Etzler. He'll bring it up himself. Long pass on down in the corner to Etzler. And they go back to the big boy. He drives right to the hoop and scores.
Nice athletic move, shifts his body, shifts the ball in the air, and able to finish inside.
First two for Kaylin Etzler, and we are tied at 5 apiece.
Derek Judy with a great drive.
That didn't last long, did it? 7-5 is Judy scores. You blink, you miss something. 5:45 to go opening quarter, and it's 7-5 Indians. Rex looking on the perimeter for Crestview. Now at the top of the key to Gavin Etzler. Gavin Etzler hands it off to Short. Short looks to drive into the lane. He stops, goes across the way. Gavin Etzler misses the three. Rebound and a foul going to be called on the rebound. And they will call that on Clay Schmitz. And he was over the back. But did he go up enough? That's the question.
Yeah. That's just one of those. He's just a little bit bigger and stronger than the Crestview defender that he went over the back on. And as a post player, you kind of think, hey, I'm getting penalized for being big. But as a small guard, you're like, hey, I'm boxing out. So
yeah.
One of those you probably don't complain with.
True. He will bring off the bench J.J. Ward, a 6-foot sophomore guard. Shot is no good, and the rebound comes off to the Indians. Rebound comes ahead. Now Ryan Post is in there for Fort Recovery as he just checked in. 6'1 junior with it into the front court. Looks, hands it off near side. That goes over to Toby. Gavin Toby is in the ball game. They go for the shot from the far side. It's short, and the rebound taken away inside by Crestview. Ahead is Ward. Gets it on down the near side. They look to the corner. Here's a shot from the side. It's no good. Rebound comes off to the Indians. It's taken away. They'll work it out on the perimeter, Will Crestview. They'll get a top of the circle. A three on the way is too long, and the rebound to the Indians. Taken out of there by Toby. Toby brings it on ahead to Post. Post on the near side looks. Brings it out in front. He looks, driving. They go back to Post. Comes down to the baseline. Turns around looking for help. Shuttles it out in front. Driving down the lane. Putting it up and scoring is Kanapke.
Great move by Grant Kanapke. Catches it on the right wing and finishes on the other side with his left hand.
9-5. Fort Recovery in the lead. We're midway in the first quarter. Here's Etzler, misses a shot from 15. Kaylin Etzler, that is, the big one. You got the big and the little Etzler, I guess we're going to have to call him tonight. They are cousins. Indians with it, out on the front. They'll drive it down. Martin has the ball knocked away from him. It's taken away by Crestview. They get it up to Kaylin Etzler. He goes in the lane, dishes it far side. Caught by his cousin, now brings it out front. They work the perimeter. They'll go over to Ward. Ward will go inside. They look. Here's a shot put up and in from the side. And now we got a timeout called by Fort Recovery. Your first quarter sponsor tonight of Fort Recovery basketball is Kalp Pharmacy in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp with Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Has a doctor or healthcare provider prescribed intravenous treatment for you or your loved one? Kalp Pharmacy can help bring a small part of hospital-level care to your home by providing IV medications. We assist you by doing the insurance verifications, offering on-call support, and doing clinical monitoring and reporting to your healthcare provider to coordinate your care. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314 for IV home-based treatment. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Kalp Pharmacy is your first quarter sponsor of Fort Recovery basketball tonight. 9-7 our score. That last basket for Crestview was scored by Carson Kreischer. And then the quick timeout by Jim Melton, who saw something he didn't like. They were getting it, I think, down and getting too many possessions and too many easy shots.
Yeah, coach is one thing he's really harped on all season so far is defense, and that was just too easy of a catch. You know, post offensive player catches it in the paint with both feet, able to turn around and lay it in. That's not something you're really happy about as a coach.
Officials came over and talked to both coaches about something. I don't know what, but whatever it was, they're satisfied, and everybody's happy to go back to playing basketball. Fort Recovery has it with a two-point lead. Indians with it out in front. Here is Post. Post goes down low inside, putting it up, scoring, and count the basket for Clay Smith.
Great finish inside with Clay, just uses his strength and his body to finish that one.
Foul against the Crestview Knights, and that is on Gavin Etzler. The freshman gets the first foul of the night for any Crestview player. To the free throw line is Clay Schmitz, who already has 4 points, looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. It is up. It is no good. Rebound kept alive, but it's taken away by Kalen Etzler. Etzler works it on down, gets it near side, over to Ward. Ward on the perimeter. They work it out to Gavin Etzler. Now they go to Kalen Etzler in the corner, out front to his cousin. He pulls up at the angle, turns around, looks for help, swings it down low inside to Kreischer, who has it blocked away, but a foul. Kreischer saw that he had the open lane right there going in from the baseline and got hacked as he went up with the shot. And that foul's going to go on Clay Schmitz. And that's two on Schmitz. That's one guy they want to keep in there because he's played well so far.
Well, that's one of those Clay goes for the post-entry pass, goes for the steal, and doesn't get it. And when you do that, you basically give up an open lane to the basket. So one of those gambles you probably as a coach don't want to have a player gamble on.
Well, Ben comes in to replace Schmitz. Kreischer hits the first free throw. It's 11-8 Fort Recovery. 3:08 to go here in the first quarter. One more for Kreischer, 6'2 junior, left-hander, puts it up and in. He's got 4 points, and the lead is 2 for Fort Recovery at 11-9. Indians with it on the perimeter. Zone defense being applied by Crestview. Way out in front with it is Post, and he's just looking over the defense. We'll bring it over the near side. Cole Rammel is in there now. Here's the long three-pointer, and he hit it his post. They left him open. Nobody got a hand in his face, and he drills the long one. Make it 14-9, a 5-point Fort Recovery lead. Driving the far side, here's a quick shot put up and in. And that one goes to Gavin Etzler, the freshman with his 5th point already. 14-11. Fort Recovery leading it by 3. Here is Post on the near side over to Rammel. Rammel back to Post, who drives in. Hanging jumper won't go. Rebounded by Ward inside for Crestview. He drives to the far side all the way to the baseline and has it stolen away. Quickly on down, going right to the hole, laying it up, and no, but a foul. And going to the free throw line is going to be Derek Judy. Made a nice job of getting in there. Excuse me, not Judy, but Nat Kanapke. So Kanapke with the steal took it in there and got hammered. So he'll be at the line to shoot 2. We have 2:04 to go in the opening quarter. Free throw is in and out. Now Judy is back in the ball game for Fort Recovery. And we also have subs coming back in. Here is Caden Short checking back in for Crestview. One more free throw for Grant Kanapke, and he missed them both. Kalen Etzler with the rebound, brings it up himself, takes it down to the top of the key, turns, hands it off, and gets it right back. And now fires a 3 and drills it. The big guy's got a nice touch.
He does, and that was probably a good 4 feet behind the line. So hopefully he doesn't get going and get some confidence with that because he's left a couple short. So.
Well, that ties the game at 14. Already three ties between these clubs. A long three from the other side is no good, and we got an undercutting foul that's going to be whistled against Brody Breck for Crestview. As the three-pointer from the far side by Kanapke was no good. So Breck gets his first. And coming in is Ian Holman for Fort Recovery. Minute 37 to go, first quarter, 14-14 tie. Free throws coming here. Nope, no, they aren't. Here's the ball out in front. Off it goes to Rammel. Rammel in the near corner. Off to Holman. Back out front, Rammel to Holman. He'll let fly a three. Hit it!
That's what Ian Holman can do. He can hit the three, finds the spot in the corner.
The senior with his first points. Indians back up by three. Just over a minute to play in the first quarter. Driving is Usler right to the basket. Good. Count it and put him at the line. What a sweet move along the baseline.
Yeah, it was. He drove in there and made some drove baseline. Thought he was actually going to go up to dunk it there for a minute.
Wondered for a minute, too.
And then Brian Benn slides over in his way and decides not to and lays it in for a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play.
Benn gets the foul, his first. Etzler puts it up and in. So there's 8 points for Kalen Etzler, and Gavin Etzler has five of their other ones. A shot from the corner, no good by the Indians, and Etzler gets another rebound. The senior takes it all the way down top of the key. He looks into the middle, goes. They'll give it right back to Kalen Etzler. Spin move, turns around, shoots. Can't get the bank shot. And a foul then called on the rebound against Crestview. The foul's going to go inside. And that'll be on Brody Breck. That'll be his second and the fourth team foul against the Knights.
I don't think Caden Short realized how wide open he caught it in the paint. There was no one around him, and he handed it back to Etzler for kind of a harder shot.
Yeah. 53 seconds and counting, a 17-17 tie here in the first quarter. Indians with it, nearly stolen. Out in front with it, they look. Driving to the right side is Rammel. Rammel gets it out front to a Judy. Judy down to 40 seconds. Judy now looks to drive. Dishes it off out on the front to Toby. Toby, ball comes loose and taken away by Crestview. Here is Etzler, knocked away from him. Nice defensive play by Derek Judy to break up what might have been a dunk.
Yeah, great hustle back by Derek, not giving up on the play and diving and knocking the dribble away.
And with 29 seconds to go in the quarter, the Indians send Schmitz back in, Martin back in. And they also send Martin back in. And who is the third one?
Grant Kanapke.
Grant Kanapke, thank you. All right, let's see if Crestview goes for the last shot of the quarter. 25 seconds and counting. Short with it out in front. Short at the top of the key. He looks. Short looking for a screen. Can't find it. Backs out of there. Down to 15 seconds. Now they start to come after him. Down to 12. He's still got it down to 10. He'll drive to the hole. Put it up. Left it short. Battled for. Taken away by the Indians. Down to 5 seconds. They get it ahead to Judy. He will put it up and left it short. And that's the end of the first quarter. At the end of one quarter, good contest. It is Fort Recovery 17 and Crestview 17. Your first quarter sponsor of Fort Recovery basketball is Calp Pharmacy.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from, and we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
One quarter in the books. That is a 17-17 tie. We have had four ties, one lead change. For the Indians, 4 points for Clay Schmidt, 5 for Grant Kanapke. Derek Judy Ryan Post and Ian Holman, all three and all from long range with one shot. Indians with the ball and out front. That's an offensive foul. Derek Jeudy just stuck out his right hand and shoved the defender away, and there wasn't much doubt about that.
Yeah, it was. Just got to push off. And is that Derek's first or second? It looks like first, maybe.
This is his first.
Okay, because he's been in some foul trouble, I know. But, yeah, you just can't extend that arm like that.
So the ball goes back to Crestview. It's a 17-17 tie as we begin the second quarter. Crestview with it out in front. Here's Etzler, Gavin Etzler. A long three, and Kalen Etzler drains another one. He has 11.
Yeah, and that was great defense by Regan Martin. Had both hands up, made him, you know, kind of hit a step back and tough shot.
He just took a big jump and had the clear shot and drained it. So he's got 11 of their points, and the lead goes back to Crestview. Here's a foul on a three-point shot, and that should be three free throws coming here for the Indians as Ryan Post got knocked about halfway across the floor.
They called it on the floor, though.
Well, they called it on the shot. So Caden Short will pick up the foul. That's his first, the team's fifth, so no free throws will be coming since they did call it after the shot. But the Indians get it back. Out in front comes to Post. Post, near side over to a Schmidt. To a Schmitz. Schmitz back out in front. Looks. Gets it off to Regan Martin. Martin. Indians now a little more patient than they were earlier on. And Crestview, I think, maybe has changed up their defense, too, which is why. They'll get it back out in front to Kanapke. Kanapke, back it goes, driving the baseline. Here's a jumper from the side. It's no good. Rebounded by Kalen Etzler. Back comes Crestview. Kalen Etzler looks inside, takes it right inside, and a blocking foul's going to be called on the play. Regan Martin will be called for it. Guy was just trying to make a little move, and they collided, and the defender's just about always going to get the foul.
Yeah, I definitely thought it was the right call because he was moving his feet, as you said, and, you know, it was in transition. That's kind of hard to be said on that.
Yeah. The inbounds pass will come out front to Short. Ward, Etzler in the corner, another three, left it short, but the rebound is saved in by Etzler, yet it's taken back by the Indians. Rammel comes away with it. Rammel with it out in front. He'll hand it out front now as the Indians try to get back. They're down by three. Post goes into the corner, back out in front now to Ben. Ben will fire the three-pointer. It's way off the mark, and the rebound taken away by Ward. In football terms, that was wide right by a bunch. Drive inside. Here's a shot up and in on a nice move by Gavin. Was that Gavin Etzler?
No, that was Caden Short.
Caden Short, my bad. His first 2 points. Timeout, Indians. 6:04 to go in the second quarter. It is Crestview 22 and Fort Recovery 17. Your second quarter sponsor of basketball action tonight, that is K&L Tractor.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Jim Melton trying to get his team back defensively and offensively. They were up at one time 17-14, but Crestview has scored 8 straight points from late in the first quarter here to early in the second quarter, and they lead 22-17. Indians with it. They look for the shot in the corner. Can't find it. Back out in front with it. It comes off. Here is Post. Post way out in the middle. He looks things over. He works it over to the right side. Now drives down to the baseline. Can't get a shot away. Over in the far side. Driving. It'll come out front. That's to Ben. Ben will hand it off. And they'll work it around. Rammel. And they just can't find anything right now. Post will give it to the far side. Ball is batted away but picked up by the Indians. They'll go back to Cole Rammel. Rammel now brings it to the near side. And the Kanapke. They just can't find a shot. Driving inside Rammel, a little 10-footer, and he'll get the roll.
Well, right now they're doing a lot of dribble handoffs, and, you know, Crestview's able to guard those fairly easy, but Kel was able to find a little seam for a nice pull-up jumper.
22-19. Crestview leads by three, just over 5 minutes to play till halftime. Pass will go down inside. Now the pass is intercepted by, and then we got an offensive foul by Kanapke. And again, Ward was there, and Kanapke, let's face it, just took his left hand out and shoved him.
Yeah, you know, that's twice now we've done that, and most of the time you're going to get called for that, but you definitely are going to get called for it when you do it right in front of the official.
Exactly. If you're going to do it, hide it.
Well, yeah, we need to hide down a little better for sure.
Yes. Not out in the middle of the floor when everyone's looking and one of them's a guy in a striped shirt. Here's a pass down low. It's thrown away by Crestview. So the Indians will get it back. 4:59 to go, second quarter. 22-19, Crestview leads Fort Recovery. Indians will slowly work it up across the timeline. Indians 3-1, Knights 1-3 on the season. Here's a drive. They give it off on the wing. Driving inside is Smith. Now knocked loose and stolen. Pass will go down to Ward, who lays it up and in. That was a nice steal. They got it to Ward, and he gets his first 2 points. 24-19. The lead is 5 for Crestview. The Indians have kind of gone flat with their offense right now. Post will go over on the far side. We'll stop. They lob it down inside. It's mishandled, but out of bounds with it. Almost getting the steal was Kreischer, but he stepped on the baseline. And so it's going to be Fort Recovery ball from the far side. In the corner. They look, and way out front it comes over to Regan Martin. Martin hands it off out front. Indians to post. Now right side, looking for it. Martin back out in front. Can't get the shot away. Trying to wave some people around. Now it's to Rammel. Rammel, left-hand dribble at the top of the key. Now reverses. Now drives inside the paint. Gets it over to Schmitz. Schmitz back out in front to post. Post now looks it back over, and they reset it. Near side, here's a long one by Martin, and it's off the mark. And the rebound, though, taken by the Indians. Schmitz leans in. It's blocked by Etzler, and he's going to pick up his first foul.
Yeah, it was great. Great post move by Brian Benn up and under, and I'm not too sure from here. It kind of looked like a pretty good block, but we'll definitely take it.
Brian, maybe got him with the hip or something, but Fisher was right there to call it, so the Indians try to take advantage of it. Free throw up, free throw no good.
And Brian Benn has been a great free throw shooter for us on the year, so those are ones
he'll
we need
one more
from him.
Grant Kanapke is back in, and Gavin Toby is back in for the Tribe.
As well as Derek Judy.
And one more free throw coming from Brian Benn, who has not scored tonight. And now he can say he has as he drops in the second. It's 24-20 with 3:40 to go in the second quarter. J.J. Ward, near side for Crestview. Hands it off near side to Short. Short looks to drive. He takes it to the lane. Hands it off. Here's a jumper from the side way off the mark. But put back up and in by, of course, Kalen Etzler. And he's got 13.
Yeah, that was just me being taller and a little more athletic.
Exactly. And the lead grows to 6, which is the biggest of the night for Crestview. Indians with it, looks to the far side, they look for a shot, can't get it, now they will. Kanapke can't get the shot. On the rebound, though, it's picked up inside by the Indians, and that's Derek Judy. Judy will bring it back out in front. Judy looks back to his coach, Jim Melton says, play on. Out they come with it, hands it off to Toby. Toby into the corner, Judy, on down inside, they'll go to Ben. Ben will muscle it up, can't get it, rebound Etzler, off to the races. Etzler on down to the hole, dumps it. You could see that one coming when he was at midcourt.
Wow. Nice Euro step around in a hammer.
Yep. And he threw it down with authority. It is now 28-20 in favor of Crestview. That was a highlight reel one if you were looking on a ESPN, believe me. And we got an offensive foul that's just been called against Fort Recovery. An illegal pick thrown by Gavin Toby. So that is the 17th foul against Fort Recovery. Derek Judy will come out. Back in for the Indians will be Ryan Post. 2:23 to go till halftime. Indians have only scored 3 points this quarter. Crestview has scored 11 after we were tied 17 all at the end of one.
You know that was a pretty good dunk when our student section goes crazy.
That's true. It's one of those that's like, oh, wow.
Not sure if I'm supposed to cheer, but wow, that was impressive.
Ball is going to be tied up inside, or do they call a foul? They called a tie-up. Possession arrow gives it right back to Crestview. But give credit to Ben because he got in there and tied him up. Nice defensive play. Crestview will still have it. 2:04 to play, first half. Out to J.J. Ward. Ward on the perimeter. Near side gets it off to Gavin Etzler. Now to Short. Short on the near side. Across the way, Gavin Etzler. Ward from the corner. It will not go. Rebound loose picked up by Kalen Etzler. And his pass goes across the way. They get it out to Short. Kalen Etzler just getting off the floor. Ward fires a three and misses it wide right by 2 feet. That was way off the mark. Rebound to the Indians. They need a hoop. They'll bring it inside. Driving inside, and we got a blocking foul that's going to be called against Crestview. You had Grant Kanapke taking it down there, almost kind of an out-of-control move, but yet he benefits because the foul was called.
Yeah, I think that was one where Grant was just trying to seek some contact on that drive to try to get to the foul line, and you know that's where he ended up at. So
Crasher gets the foul. That's his first and the team's seventh. So Kanapke's going to be at the line shooting twice with a minute 31 to go till halftime. Free throw up, way short. And on the front end of the one-and-one, that's like two misses in one shot. Gavin Etzler near side to Ward. Ward out on the perimeter, looks, goes inside, bad pass, and it's out of bounds, and it's touched last by Crestview. They tried to get it inside to Kreischer. He couldn't handle it, neither could Gavin Etzler. And the ball goes back to Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery has one field goal in the second quarter. Just one. The Indians with it on the near side. 1 minute to play till halftime. Kanapke, near side, going up with it is Rammel. Rammel looks, turns around, leans in. He didn't get the shot, but he's going to get free throws. He knew something good was going to happen by doing that.
Yeah, he had a chance to catch it on the block and make a move on a smaller defender, even though he's a freshman. He is 6'3".
Yeah.
And was able to power and go up through there and unfortunately missed it, but he is shooting two free throws.
Caden Short gets the foul, his second. So free throws coming. First one is in and out. Indians can't buy much of anything right now.
No, right now we're struggling a little bit. That's where our defense has to step up and keep us in this game until some shots start to fall.
Cole Rammel, 2 points on the night. We'll have one more free throw. It's up, and he got that one. Just the fourth point of the quarter for Fort Recovery. Under a minute to go, first half. 28-21, Crestview leads. Top of the key with it. Here is Gavin Etzler. Make it short. Short looking. Now it's a ball knocked away and out of bounds, but it goes off the hands of Clay Schmitz. Knocked it away from Gavin Etzler, the freshman.
Looks like we might be in a box and one with Kel Rammel on Etzler on defense here.
Sure does. Good way forward. He gets it. Pass down to Kreischer. He's double-teamed now. Gets out of there with it. Gives it off to Kalen Etzler. They work the perimeter. Here's a long three-pointer, and it is no good by Kreischer. And the rebound taken away by the Indians. 27 seconds to go in the half. Up across the timeline on the right side. Here is Post with it. Ryan Post looking. Clock down to 18 seconds. Post with it out front, down to 15. They'll work for one shot, probably. They'll clear it out. They get it to Rammel with 10. Getting it to the near side. Back it comes to Post. Post goes to Kanapke. He'll drive inside, dish it down low, bustling up. No. Rebound comes away. Put back up. And in at the buzzer. It came into Clay Schmidt's hands, and he just got it out of his hand before the horn went off, and then it rattles in.
Well, that's one of those, he got rewarded with his efforts because he was the only Indian player going to the glass, and ball was lucky enough to fall in his hands and got the finish.
So at halftime, our score reads Crestview 28 and Fort Recovery 23. We'll return in just a couple of minutes. Your second quarter sponsor is K&L Tractor of Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadeau from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cooper Farms would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family the safest and happiest holiday season. Remember to take your time every day to be thankful for your blessings. Think of those less fortunate and encourage those needed lifted up. Support your favorite basketball team by attending the game and support the band members and cheerleaders who motivate the crowd. Happy holidays from your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Right now at Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts, get a 5-quart jug of Napa full synthetic motor oil and a platinum filter for just $23.98. A great deal for a great oil. That's Napa full synthetic oil and platinum oil filter for $23.98. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how. Fort Recovery Napa.
Halftime here at the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery. We're at halftime. It is the Crestview Knights leading Fort Recovery by a score of 28-23. Very even battle, Brian Patch. Right now, the difference can be wrapped up in two words. Kalen Etzler.
Yeah, he's definitely a difference maker. Worth watching him play, I think. You know, you got Ohio State commit at 6'8". Plays a lot on the perimeter. We're guarding with guards, but very nice player. Can finish in around the rim, can defend, gets rebounds, can go coast to coast, can shoot the three. And as you say, you know, he has 15 of their 28, so he's definitely the difference in this game tonight.
And he brought the thunder down from everybody and oohs and ahs and wows with that dunk where he literally took it three-quarters of the court, made a nice little inside move, and just went up and just tomahawked it through.
Yeah, Gavin Toby was sprinting back. I saw in transition, thought this could be the one. Sprinted back in transition, got in ready to take a charge, tried to take the charge, but Kalen did a nice little Euro on him and went up and threw it down. And it wasn't just a barely throw down.
No.
It was a nasty throw down.
It was with authority. It was with authority. So let's look at the scoring at halftime. Kalen Etzler does have 15 of their 28 points, and nobody else has more than five, and that's Gavin Etzler, who had five in about the first 2 minutes of the game, and he hasn't scored yet. They are cousins. 2 points for Caden Short, 4 points for Carson Kreischer, and two off the bench for J.J. Ward, and that's it. For Fort Recovery, it's a much more balanced attack, just not enough of it. Leading the way at halftime for the Indians is Grant Kanapke. He has, well, I take it back, Clay Schmitz with that last basket gives him six. So he is the leading scorer with 6 points. Then Grant Kanapke with five. Three for Cole Rammel. Three for Ian Holman. Three for Ryan Post. Two for Derek Judy. And one for Brian Benn. But just the way that this game is going, it's just two very even teams. But one has somebody bigger, faster, quicker, and more talented than everybody else. That's not a put down to anybody. It's just a compliment to him. He's good.
Well, facts are facts. You know, you can't dispute that. And, you know, you take him off the floor, I think, you know, it's a completely different ball game in our favor. But unfortunately, you can't take him off the floor.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's a nice player. But we still, I mean, we're down five. And, you know, we haven't shot the ball very well. I think at one point you had said we had one field goal made in the second quarter. And so I think Clay Schmitz laid it in.
Right at the buzzer.
At the buzzer. So, I think offensively, we're not trying to push it. I think we're trying to be methodical a little bit. But when we're given an opportunity to hit some of those shots inside, you know, we got to be able to finish those shots as well. So
So it's halftime, and Crestview leading by a score of 28-23. Didn't have time to mention the JV game tonight, but that was won by Crestview. Final score there was 47-32 tonight. The scoring for Fort Recovery, balanced attack there. Daniel Patch, you've heard of him once or twice, haven't you?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. He had 8 points. He and Caleb Evers with 8 points to lead Fort Recovery. 5 points for Cale Rammel. 3 for Riley Heiser. 4 points for Owen Judy, and 4 points for Kobe Wendell. So Crestview wins the JV game tonight, 47-32. 28-23 is our halftime score as Crestview is leading here in the varsity game. And we're back in a couple of minutes with more here on PG on the J Country 101 WPGW, Portland, Indiana.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency knows you buy insurance for protection. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is ready to help you when you've had a loss and need help with a claim. When you buy your insurance online, you could end up waiting in line to recover from it. Step inside the fort for the protection you need and the help you expect when you've had a loss. Call Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency today at 888-375-4181.
Look at what came in the mail. It's a basketball.
Oh, boy. I have been waiting on it. I'm going to go out and start practicing so I can become as good as those high school players we watched the other night.
Honk, honk. Joe, get off the street with that basketball before you get hurt.
Folks, always play smart and safe. Enjoy and support your local high school basketball team. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
This Christmas, why not give a gift that's unique? So how about this? Kids love the big selection of toy tractors and trucks, farm toys and pedal tractors from Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery. These toys are not found on the shelves of any big retailer either. There's also jackets, hats, shirts, and sweatshirts for all ages. Or forget the toys and clothes, we also service and sell Echo chainsaws, leaf blowers, and string trimmers. Surprise them with something unique. Hull Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
There's no one like you. Your hopes, dreams, talents, and experiences, even what you value in a bank, are unique to you. That's why, instead of telling you what we can do, we'd rather listen to what you need. Because at Second National Bank, your story is the one that matters. There's no one like you. There's no bank like us. Could there be a better reason to meet? Second National Bank, be delighted with your bank. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Are you a member of the PACASAC Rewards Program? Pick up your new PACASAC Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a PACASAC near you. PACASAC, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Getting set for the third quarter. Fort Recovery trailing Crestview 28-23. We've had four ties. We've had two lead changes. It was 17-17 at the end of one. And then Crestview outscored Fort Recovery 11-6 in the second quarter. And that's why it's a 28-23 ball game. Again, the leading scorers for Fort Recovery, Clay Schmitz with 6 and Grant Kanapke with 5. For Crestview, Kalen Etzler, 15 points, a bunch of rebounds, at least one block shot, and one thunderous slam dunk.
Yeah, of those 15, two are very loud.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yes.
And, you know, and then he has a couple threes, and You know, he's just fun to watch. He's a very nice player. But
yes, he is.
I mean, he has 15, but in all honesty, the Indians have done a decent job on him. You know, two of those threes were deep threes with hands up. He's just, like I say, bigger and able to get that shot off.
So. He's good. All right, Fort Recovery gets the ball as we start the third quarter, and Cooper Farms is your third quarter sponsor of Fort Recovery basketball. Indians with it out in front. Kanapke works over on the far side to Martin. They try to work it to the baseline. They'll kick it to the corner. Kanapke trapped there. Now brings it back out in front. Martin with it, looking. Nowhere to go. Hands it off to Derek Judy. Judy at the top of the circle, looking to go inside. Cannot. Now he goes back to Martin on the near side. Martin drives into the lane. Kicks it back out in front to Kanapke. Drives it near side. Going up with Schmitz. Schmitz puts up a shot and hit it.
Great drive in there, great strength and some patience. Was able to get a good look by Clay.
He's got eight, leading the team, and it's 28-25. The Indians within three. Out in front with it is Kalen Etzler. Etzler looking on the perimeter. He goes in the high post to Kreischer. Kreischer turns. Back out in front. That's to Short. Now it goes to Gavin Etzler. Gavin Etzler inside, looking. Here is Kreischer. Goes up with a left-handed jump shot and hits it.
Yeah, and the Indians have shifted to a 1-1-3, so we're face guarding Etzler and basically playing three on the bottom, one up top, and they were able to hit a little spot in the paint where there was no one at.
30-25 is your score. Indians with the ball and trailing here early in the third quarter. Top of the key with it is Derek Judy. Judy looking, goes across the way, and we will get it down, and it's stolen away by Crestview. Here come the Knights. They go far side to Gavin Etzler, out to Kalen Etzler, a long three. Not long enough. That's an air ball.
Yeah, coach is a little upset with him on that one. Probably a quick three in transition, and not just a three, but that was probably about 28 feet out there. So coach is saying, hey, we can get a better one.
That was your basic 28-footer that went about 23 feet.
Yeah.
Here's a drive by Judy. Shots no good, but he draw the foul. And looks like shots will be coming. And charge that foul to Brody Brecht, and that'll be his third. First team foul against the Knights here in the third quarter. 6:09 to go, 30-25, Crestview leading. Judy is at the line, just 2 points on the night. Free throw, good.
Host of Indians getting ready to come in here. Looks like Gavin Toby, Cal Rammel, and I guess that's it.
So Judy will have one more. That was his third point on the night, and he hits them both. Something the Indians haven't done enough of tonight. They've missed a bunch of free throws. 30-27, J.J. Ward comes back in for Crestview. They get it to Kalen Etzler, back to Ward, into the corner to Short. Short, back out front, Ward. J.J. Ward will bring it around to the top of the circle, now reverses, he looks, gets it into the high post to Kalen Etzler, and I think he got grabbed.
Yep. But Derek Judy had two hands placed on the hips, and that's just something you can't do.
No, you can do, you can get away with one hand, yep. But two hands, forget it, they're going to call it.
Yep.
So that is the second foul against Derek Judy, and that is the first team foul against the Indians in this half. Kalen Etzler near side over to Ward. Ward now to Gavin Etzler, a long three, and he hits it.
Great little screen. Got the shooter open for a three and buries it.
Those were the first points of the game for him since the first points of the game when he hit a three. And the shot at the other end draws a foul for Crestview. And the Indians were going to be shooting some more free throws. And that's going to be against Gavin Etzler. The freshman gets his second, team second.
Great drive by Regan Martin to attack the basket. Etzler was, Kalen Etzler was out on the perimeter, so there's no one back there really to defend the basket.
Regan will be at the line, hits, and that's his first point of the night. Makes it 33-28. And coming out is Cole Rammel, and he was replaced out there.
Grant Kanapke.
Grant Kanapke came back in. Second shot is good. So Martin gets his first 2 points of the night. Indians down by four, 33-29. Long pass goes down the right side. Here is Ward, and he was fouled. Ball was knocked away, and they got a piece of him. And so the foul's going to be called. That'll be on Derek Judy, and that'll be the third against him.
Yeah, got caught reaching in on defense. One thing coaches always tell you, never reach in, especially on a trap. And he did that and got called for a foul and he'll have to sit.
Second foul of the night against the Indians here in the second half, but Judy's third, so he's on the bench. Near side to Gavin Etzler. Etzler out on the perimeter, looks. They work it over to Short. Short looking. He's trying to get it to the other Etzler. Now it's to Ward. Ward back to Short. Short goes to the corner. Gavin Etzler, a three that is short, and the rebound comes off to Fort Recovery. Under 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Indians trailing by four, 33-29. Way out front with it is Clay Schmitz. Schmitz at the top of the key, hands it off over near side to Ryan Post. Post comes back to the near side. Here's a long three-pointer. It is no good by Martin, and the rebound taken away by Crestview. Ward up court quickly, hands it out front to Evan, or to Kalen Etzler. Kalen Etzler, I don't think he's going to throw a 30-footer from there. Goes into Gavin Etzler in the corner, and Short drives inside, puts it up, left it short, and the rebound comes off to Fort Recovery. Indians work it down quickly to the baseline. A running shot won't go. Rebound Ward. Ward now will bring it back up the floor for Crestview. Here's a long one by Kalen Etzler, short off the rim, and the rebound to, and there's kind of a silly foul there. A Short thought he could get a steal there after Post got the rebound, but instead all he gets is a foul. So the foul is against Caden Short, his third, team's third. 3:55 to go, third quarter. Threes are wild here. 33-29 is your score. Into the middle with it is Toby. Toby backing out of there. Gets it out front for Fort Recovery. Post now backing away from it defensively as they're right in his face. He looks. Hands it off. Here's a long one by Kanapke. He cannot get it. Rebound Post. Post gets out of there to get the nice offensive board. Here is Post back at the top of the circle. They look. He tries to drive, goes to the baseline, goes up and scores!
Great finish by Ryan Post. Took it from the top of the key, was able to finish with some strength and body positioning.
Indians back within two at 33-31. 3:15 to go, third quarter. Quick pass is knocked out of bounds by the Indians. They were trying to say it was off Crestview, but nothing doing. And we've got Nathan Lickley, a 6-foot freshman, just checked in for the Crestview Knights. Ward will look, gets it out to Kalen Etzler. He'll hand it across the way to Gavin Etzler. Gavin Etzler way over on the right side, trying to look for some movement. He now brings it back to Kalen Etzler. Kalen Etzler looks to drive, pulls up, cross courts it. They go to Ward. Ward drives, lost the ball, picked away by Fort Recovery. Ben comes up, or Schmitz, comes away with it. Schmitz hands it out front to Post, and Post brings it to the near side. Fort Recovery chance to tie or take the lead. Bumping foul out front. And the foul's going to go against Gavin Etzler, and that's his third. It's the fourth team foul against Crestview. So now the Knights getting in a bit of foul trouble. Brecht, Short, and Gavin Etzler all with three fouls. For Fort Recovery, Derek Judy has three. Inbounds pass will come to Schmitz, and he gives it to Post. And it's Martin, and they bring it around to Post, and Post looks at the right wing, goes toward the corner, now comes back out in front, hands it off to Toby, who's back in, looking. Ball comes loose, picked back up, driving to the hole, near side pass, driving is Toby. Oh, he got knocked around, no call. Here's a shot from the corner, though, and a three.
Big shot by Grant Kanapke to put the Indians up 34-33 with 2 minutes to go.
Kanapke's second three of the night. And the Indians take the lead back for the first time since the first quarter. Driving on down is Short for Crestview. He looks. He's inside. He'll put up his shot. No, but he got fouled. He had nowhere to go, so he spun around, saw he was open, took a jump shot, and got hacked up the side of the head. So the foul will put him at the line, shooting two. 34-33, Fort Recovery leading with 2:01 to play in the third quarter.
And right now, the Indians' defense has really stepped it up. Crestview's struggling to get good looks right now, and we just got to continue with that intensity on defense.
Short hits the free throw to tie the ball game. Makes it 34-34, and he's got a chance to put his team back in front. It's up, and he does. Just his fourth point.
But the lead goes back to Crestview, 35-34. Driving the other way is Kanapke, and he got fouled. And the foul is called against Gavin Etzler, and now that's four fouls on the young freshman. And so he's going to come to the sidelines. Ward's going to come back in. Also coming back in is Carson Kreischer for Crestview. Indians down 35-34. Here is Martin. Here's side along three. It will not go. Rebound out in front by Etzler. Kalen Etzler. He's going to take it down himself. He lost the ball. It's picked up by the Indians. Kanapke on down, a layup, up and in. Martin gets it on a nice feed. Indians back in front, 36-35. Short, looking, goes inside. Backdoor play. They go far side. Kalen Etzler, jump shot is in and out. Rebound battle for. It's out of bounds, and it's touched last by Fort Recovery.
Well, that's one of those two Indians kind of were fighting for a defensive ball rebound, and they knocked it out of each other's hands. But you'd rather have two guys fighting for it than nobody. So,
you know, it's a mistake of aggression. You can take those.
Absolutely.
Minute 19 to go, third quarter. Kalen Etzler brings it out to Short. Short will hand it off to Ward. Ward to Short. He calls a different play. Now looks. Near side it comes over to Kreischer. Kreischer back to Ward. Ward to Short. Short on the far side. Gets it to Kalen Etzler. He stops. He dishes it down low to a teammate who lays it in. Unselfish play. And that went to Kreischer on a nice feed, and the lead back to Crestview, 37-36. Under a minute to go, third quarter. Your third quarter sponsor is Cooper Farms. Out in front with it is Post. Post looks to drive, now hands it off to Martin. Martin across the way. We're down to 35 seconds in the quarter. Down low, they look inside to Schmitz. He drives. He'll muscle it up. He won't get it, and Etzler gets the rebound. And he's off to the races. Ahead to Ward. Ward, now as they look for the last shot of the quarter, they bring it out front. They get it to Short with 20 seconds. He backs out of there. They will look for the last shot. Down to 15 seconds. Short bounces it near side to Kreischer. Down to 10. Far side Ward to Short. On down to the baseline, and a reach and foul. Or was that an illegal pick, an offensive foul against Crestview?
Yeah, it was. He, number 24,
Ward.
Yep, Ward was sliding over to set a staggered screen and got caught by the official.
So the Indians get the ball back with 6.6 seconds to go in the quarter. Down one, 37-36. And we get back into the game as Nathan Lickley. And Kreischer is going to sit down. 6.6 seconds. Indians will have to go length of the court to get the last shot here in the third quarter. They'll get it ahead to Post. Post up court quickly. Down to three. Hands it off. Driving. Here's the shot by Martin. Oh, it rims out, but it wouldn't go. At the end of three, it is Crestview 37 and Fort Recovery 36. Your third quarter sponsor is Cooper Farms.
Look at what came in the mail. It's a basketball.
Oh, boy. I have been waiting on it. I'm going to go out and start practicing so I can become as good as those high school players we watched the other night.
Honk, honk. Joe, get off the street with that basketball before you get hurt.
Folks, always play smart and safe. Enjoy and support your local high school basketball team. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Right now at Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts, get a 5-quart jug of Napa full synthetic motor oil and a platinum filter for just $23.98. A great deal for a great oil. That's Napa full synthetic oil and platinum oil filter for $23.98. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how. Fort Recovery Napa.
Anybody's ball game as we go to the fourth quarter, 37-36. The Crestview Knights lead the Fort Recovery Indians. It's just coming down to who's going to make one more play, I think, Brian.
Yeah, this definitely has the feel that this is coming down to the end of the game. And whoever, as you said, can make that all either offensive play or defensive stop, whatever it may be, is going to walk away with a victory tonight.
Well, defensively, Fort Recovery held Kalen Etzler to 0 points in the third quarter. Now, Crestview's got the ball to start the final period. They'll get it across the way. Looking, they get it to J.J. Ward. Ward looks. Back it comes to Short. Caden Short looking inside. And now Crestview showing a lot more patience. Ward looking. He goes back to Short. Short can't go anyplace. Gets it down low inside. Fadeaway jump shot is good. And a nice one by Crasher.
Yeah, it was. A little lefty jump hook in the paint.
He's got 10. And it's a 3-point Crestview lead, 39-36. Indians with it, out in front. We're early in the fourth quarter. Here's Grant Kanapke. Back in front to Martin. And they go across the way to Judy, and Judy in very patient mood brings it around to the near side. They're just playing a little weave out there. Judy, Martin, Kanapke, now Rammel fires a long one. It's short, rebound Crestview. Bass is knocked away, but taken right back by the Knights. They get it on down and a traveling. Catching it on the run over there was Kreischer, and he clearly took an extra step.
Yeah, you kind of got to know who you're throwing the ball ahead to there a little bit for the Crestview Knights.
So as it is, the Knights turned it over, and the Indians get it back, trailing by 3, 39-36. We're in the fourth quarter. It's been a fast one tonight. Indians with it, looking to the near side. They'll get it to Kanapke, and now it goes to Martin. They look down low. Inside they're going, trying to muscle it up. Here is Ben up. No, he got it. Ben with his first field goal, third point. Indians within one, 39-38. That was just all muscle.
Yeah, he had his feet buried in the paint and just caught it over his left shoulder, a little jump hook and finished it.
Crestview with the ball and a one-point lead. Ward, near side, Kalen Etzler. In and out, it wouldn't go. But his rebound is put back up and in by Kreischer. Talk about being in the right place at the right time. Kreischer's got a dozen. 41-38, Crestview leads. Back out in front with it is Derek Judy. Judy looks. He'll drive to the hole. His shot is blocked, but he was fouled before the shot was blocked. And charged the foul to J.J. Ward. That'll be his second. That's the team's seventh, so the Indians are going to be shooting free throws the rest of the night. That could be a real advantage.
Absolutely, because we're very aggressive trying to get to the basket off of dribble penetration and post moves inside, so that could definitely play in our benefit later on here in this game.
Judy at the line, 4 points on the night. First one's up, good. 41-39. And here comes Clay Schmitz back in. 41-39 with 5:51 to go. Also back in is Gavin Toby. So the Indians hanging around here. We've had five ties. We've had six lead changes in this game. Second shot short. Rebound comes off to Crestview. The Knights with a 2-point lead. They go to the far side to Ward. Ward over on the right side. He looks. Gets it off to Caden Short. Short looks down low. Waiting for some movement. He gets it near side to Kalen Etzler. Inside they go. Here's trying to muscle it up and does so. And that was Crasher again. Suddenly he's the go-to guy.
Yeah, he's getting great position. And they're so worried about Kalen that they're really not doing a great job of guarding him inside. So.
Crasher's got 14 now. Here's the ball nearly turned over by the Indians. They get it out front. Judy now driving inside, scoops it up, didn't get it. Rebound Etzler. Etzler comes away with it for Crestview. He gets it into the front court. Double team. Ball is knocked away. Scramble for the ball. Taken away by the Indians. Long lead pass on down. Martin lays it in. Indians with a nice steal on the big guy and draw within two at 43-41. Under 5 minutes to play, fourth quarter. Near side, driving with it is Etzler. Gives it out front to Brecht. Brecht now comes to get to a short. Short back to Kalen Etzler. Etzler goes into the corner, looks to drive. Did he get fouled? Apparently so. Somebody slapped at it and got him instead of the ball. And the foul against the Indians is going to be called against Clay Schmitz. That's the third against him, but that is only the fourth team foul against
Fort Recovery.
Yeah, our defense has been really good in this third quarter and fourth quarter right here, so hopefully that continues.
43-41 Crestview. Gavin Etzler is back in, the freshman, playing with four fouls. He's got the ball out front. Now hands it off to Caden Short. Short out near the top of the key. He looks. He's waiting for some movement. He'll give it out front to Gavin Etzler. Now Ward back to Gavin Etzler for a three. It's way off the mark. Saved inbounds. Knocked out of bounds. And who touched it last? Touched by Crestview. They'll give it to Fort Recovery. Official had to give a good long look and decides no, it's going to go to the Indians. 4:11 to play in the fourth quarter. Quickly coming back in is Ben. So Brian Ben will come back in. Grant Toby will sit down. 43-41, Crestview leading Fort Recovery. Here's the inbounds, and walking it up will be Ryan Post. Post, great patience by Fort Recovery. If they ever get the lead, that patience can pay off. Ball out in front, driving is Kanapke to the far side. They look, have to back out of there with it now. In the corner, they'll get it back in front to Post. Post out near the top of the key. Post looks, brings it around to the near side, now hands it off to Kanapke. He'll bring it out front to Schmitz. He'll drive, double pump, can't shoot, to the near corner. Here's Kanapke, now drives inside, back out front. A three on the way, it's no good. Rebounded by Crestview. Oh, and then a traveling violation. Short got it. There was a defender on him, and he slid the pivot foot. And timeout's being called. No, nope. Not timeout, but Jim Melton's making a point to a couple of players.
They were getting ready to sub in for offense defense, and we're on offense, and his defensive crew was coming in. So
here's the inbounds pass for the Indians. Way out in front. Gets it out there to Regan Martin. Martin will hand it off to Post. And now Post, way out there in the front with it. 3:25 and counting, fourth quarter. Backdoor play up and in. They read that one like a book. And Martin with a nice finish on the pass. And we're tied at 43.
Great execution.
Kalen. Oh, Etzler hits a deep three. His first points of the second half. He's got 18, and that was way out there. That was almost in the second row. It was that deep. 46-43. Nearly a steal. Saved by Ward. He did take it away. Up it comes to Etzler. Etzler crossed the way to Ward. Ward gives it out front to Short. Short looking. They'll go inside to Kreischer. Out in front, Gavin Etzler. Now it's to Short on the right side. He looks in no hurry. Brings it back in front. We're down to 2:30 to go. A 3-point Crestview lead, 46-43. Here is Short. Is that a 5-second call? It sure was.
Moving screen.
Oh, they called the moving screen.
Yep.
Well, one official was over here just about to say 5 seconds. So either way, the ball goes to Fort Recovery.
Players have to realize is that defender's moving. You can't be moving with him to set a screen. You got to be set on that screen, and that's about 3 times tonight they've done that.
So. Ward was the victim there. His third foul, 18th foul against Crestview. And now we got a timeout called by Fort Recovery. 2:19 to go in the fourth quarter. Your score, Crestview 46 and Fort Recovery 43. We're back in just a minute on J Country 101.
The holiday season is a time for reflection, gratitude, and compassion. I'm Dan Smits, Vice President at Second National Bank, and I want to thank you for allowing us to be part of your life and including us in the incredible things this community is doing. Our success is thanks to you and the trust you put in us as your bank. It is truly our honor to help you bank with confidence and ease. From all of us at Second National Bank, we wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC.
As the season changes to winter, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to remember to be sure you're protected for the changes in your life. Do you have the right auto insurance, the right homeowners coverage? Has your business grown? Now is the time to let the insurance experts at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency make sure you have the right coverage that fits your budget. Step inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call 888-375-4181.
2 minutes, 19 seconds to go in regulation, we better say. 46-43, Crestview leads Fort Recovery. We've been tied six times. We've had six lead changes tonight. Fort Recovery with the ball out of the timeout. Grant Konapke will throw it in from the sidelines. Here we go. He'll get it across the way to Ryan Post. Post out in front with it. Post looking for some movement. We'll see if they called a play right from the bench.
They did, but Crestview shifted to a 2-3 zone during that timeout.
Here's Konapke. Pulls up, kicks it across the way. Post for three. In and out, wouldn't go. Tapped around. Rebound comes off to Crestview with 2 minutes to play. Ahead it comes to Kalen Etzler. Etzler, way out on the position. Gets it across to Gavin Etzler. And Gavin Etzler looking to the near side. And we got a little hand check foul against Konapke. And that'll be his second, I believe. But that's only the 15th foul.
I was going to say, that's not really sure that's much of a foul. But the thing is, the Indians probably are okay with that because, you know, if they're going to hold the ball, we're going to have to put them on the line eventually. And we got to take some quick fouls. So
that's five team fouls. They would need two more before they could put them at the line. Here's Gavin Etzler in short, near side. Kalen Etzler, oh, threw it away. Picked up by Fort Recovery. Driving all the way down is Judy. No, but a foul called against Crestview. Foul's going to be called against. They called that one against Caden Short, and that'll be his fourth. So both of the starting guards for Crestview have four fouls. And that's nine team fouls now. At the line is Derek Judy. Free throw's good.
That's a big hit here.
Yeah. 46-44 with a minute and 34 seconds to play. Here's the second one for Judy. On the way, short, rebound, battle for it, taken away by Crestview. Now the lead is two, and then a foul against the Indians. And Derek Judy will get the foul, and that's his fourth. Trying to get his own offensive rebound, but instead got his own fourth foul. 16 fouls against the Indians. Minute 30 to go. Don't go anywhere. This one's going to go down to the wire. Here's Kalen Etzler gets it inbound to Kreischer, and Kreischer is fouled, and that's going to put him at the line. That's the seventh team foul. So now it's a free throw contest.
Yeah, this minute 28 is going to take a lot longer than the minute 28, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think so too. So for the Indians, Carson Kreischer is going to be the man at the line. He has a couple of free throws tonight, has 14 points. 46-44, Crestview leads. Free throw up, he missed it. Rebounded by the Indians. They can tie or take the lead. Up the floor with it is Ryan Post. Post goes into the corner. Now back out in front they go to Schmitz. Schmitz, they'll drive it down low. Inside Ben to the corner. Driving inside. They'll kick it back to the corner. Looking for the baseline. The drive is score!
Great strong take by Ryan Post from the left baseline.
Ties the game at 46. A minute to play in regulation. Here is Short driving to Kalen Etzler and he lays it in.
Great driving penetration set up the easy dump off for a layup. Crestview takes the lead, 48-46.
And now timeout called. That basket actually was by Kreischer, 48-46. And timeout called by Fort Recovery with 49.6 seconds to go. Crestview leads 48-46. Don't go away. We're back after this on Jay Country 101.
This Christmas, why not give a gift that's unique? So how about this? Kids love the big selection of toy tractors and trucks, farm toys and pedal tractors from Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery. These toys are not found on the shelves of any big retailer either. There's also jackets, hats, shirts, and sweatshirts for all ages. Or forget the toys and clothes, we also service and sell Echo chainsaws, leaf blowers, and string trimmers. Surprise them with something unique. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from, and we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kapp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
49.6 seconds to go in regulation. Crestview leads Fort Recovery 48-46. Weren't you here last night at this point?
I was just going to say, this looks a little familiar.
And it comes to the Indians. Post with it. Out front. Indians down by two. Here's Post. Looks to drive. They go to the corner, and Post gets it right back. Under 40 seconds. They've got patience. A three could win it. Here's Post on the perimeter, out in front, driving is Schmitz inside, and he's fouled. Blocking foul's going to be called against Kreischer, and that's going to put him at the free throw line with a chance to tie it with 29.2 seconds. So Clay Schmitz at the line, 8 points on the night, 48-46. And two big free throws.
We ran the same set play as we did last night that we hit a three.
Rattles it in.
The difference tonight was they face guarded Grant Kanapke, so he couldn't get a touch, so we had to go away from that to Clay Schmidt. So
now that's the double bonus now in effect for Fort Recovery, as that's 10 team fouls against Crestview. One more for Schmidt and a chance to tie it. On the way, no good. Rebounded by Etzler. Now, if you're Fort Recovery, you may pick out who you want to find. Oh, a steal! Driving down and a layup! Toby, the steal and the score. The lead goes to Fort Recovery. They stole it. He stole it right away in the middle of the court from the Ohio State recruit.
Great defense by Gavin. Gets a little flick away and the finish for a layup to put us up 49-48.
Wow!
Got the place buzzing.
Indeed. 14.8 seconds to go. We'll just keep it right here. I mean, that was simply Etzler was looking to make a move to go up court. And I mean, Toby read him like a book. Knocked it away. Etzler couldn't recover. Toby just goes down and lays it in.
Yes, he did. And, you know, great defense by that young man. You know, Gavin's one of those kids that he's not going to be, probably his name's not going to be in the paper and probably on the radio a lot just because he's not going to score. But he's just a kid who knows his role. He just plays hard and, you know, great job by that young man by getting the stop that he needed and go ahead bucket on the layup.
All right, Fort Recovery's got one timeout and Crestview still has four timeouts. We have 14.8 seconds to go in regulation. Crestview has the ball, but Fort Recovery has the lead, 49-48. And the Knights will have the ball from the far end of the court.
This would be a big weekend, back-to-back, kind of walk-off wins for us.
No kidding. All right, here we go. Jim Melton wiping the sweat away from his face. I wonder why. Here it comes. They get it, and they're going to give it off to Kalen Etzler. Toby's all over him. Down to 10 seconds. Here's Kalen Etzler. Near side. They get it to Short. Down to 5 seconds. Out in front to Caden Short. He drives. He gets off his shot. Oh, it rattles out! And Fort Recovery wins! That rattled around the cylinder 3 times and came out at the buzzer. And Fort Recovery holds on for a 1-point victory. How about that?
Well, we said it was going to come down to, you know, the last possession, and it did on both ends for us. And the Indians were fortunate enough to get that stop they needed at the end.
Well, when you think about this game, if you hand out a star of the game, you'd have to give it to Gavin Toby. He scores all of 2 points all night. The two that win the game.
Yeah, got the stop that we needed and was able to put us up with the game winner on the defense with the layup. But I think this is a big momentum shift for us this weekend. you know, hopefully giving our kids some confidence. And when you have two game winners on back-to-back nights, that's big for your confidence for sure.
You win by two on Friday night, scoring in the final few seconds. You win on Saturday night, scoring in the final few seconds, and then surviving a shot that rattles around inside the cylinder three times and pops out, or else you would have lost. So, man, talk about the home court advantage. I guess.
Yeah, we've been fortunate. We have not left this place yet, and Forsyth's been good to us throughout the years, and fortunate enough to win back to back games, as you say, in last second plays, and hopefully, like I said, we can take this momentum onto the road next week in Ansonia. So,
final score tonight: Fort Recovery 49, Crestview 48, in a thriller. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back, and we will total up the numbers and give you the story in just a minute here on Jay Country 101.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Has a doctor or healthcare provider prescribed intravenous treatment for you or your loved one? Kapp Pharmacy can help bring a small part of hospital-level care to your home by providing IV medications. We assist you by doing the insurance verifications, offering on-call support, and doing clinical monitoring and reporting to your healthcare provider to coordinate your care. So call Kapp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314 for IV home-based treatment. Kapp Pharmacy. Caring for you and about you.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
At Second National Bank, we care about your time, money, and peace of mind. That's why we're happy to introduce our new priority series of accounts. 4 choices. One is perfect for you. Not because we say so, because we listen to what you said is important to you. Visit us at Second National Bank to get an account perfectly matched to your priorities. Ask about ATM fee refunds, free checks, and other new discounts and protections. After all, when it comes to how you use your money, your priority is the one that matters. Second National Bank is a division of Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Look at what came in the mail. It's a basketball.
Oh, boy. I have been waiting on it. I'm going to go out and start practicing so I can become as good as those high school players we watched the other night.
Honk, honk. Joe, get off the street with that basketball before you get hurt.
Folks, always play smart and safe. Enjoy and support your local high school basketball team. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, it was quite a finish tonight here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse as the Fort Recovery Indians escape with a one-point victory, 49-48, and that comes just 24 hours after they escaped with a two-point victory on Friday. Well, if Friday the 13th was lucky, Saturday the 14th was equally as lucky tonight, Brian, and just a good team win.
Yeah, absolutely. It makes for an exciting week of basketball here at the Fort, and when you can get two kind of walk-off finishes for us. And, you know, as you said, it was definitely an overall team effort both nights. And, you know, at one point, you know, I was watching, you know, Crestview was struggling when Etzler wasn't scoring. He had 3 points at the whole second half, and that was late in the fourth quarter. And, you know, the Indians were going on a run because we're just a well-balanced team. And, you know, that's what you want to see because you don't have to worry about guarding one guy. You got to worry about guarding all five guys. And yeah, that makes it tough. And it's a little easier when you just got one really superstar to guard. So,
and when you have somebody who's just a defensive specialist who doesn't score a lot, but yet you put him on the best player to defend him, and Grant Toby had that one at the key moment, and all he did was knock the ball away and steal it from Kalen Etzler,
drive in and scored the winning basket there in the final 14 seconds. And then the Indians really clamped down defensively on the last shot. They forced Caden Short to put it up. And, I mean, when he put it up, I thought it was going in. And it rattled around that cylinder and somehow it happened to pop out. Or else Cresti would be celebrating on a last-second shot. But, I mean, it was a thrill a minute to the final buzzer and then some.
Yeah, and for Gavin to score 2 points, it's a great 2 points to score is when you can score those winning 2 points. And, you know, as you said, Crestview tried to run a set backdoor lob play, and the Indians were able to kind of knock him off of his route, and the pass wasn't there. And when the shot went up, it was just kind of like one of those, oh, please don't go in. And, you know, as you said, it rolled around the rim multiple times, and we were fortunate enough it did fall out.
Well, here's how the scoring went tonight. For Crestview, and they fall to 1-4, the defending state champs. Hard luck. I mean, hard luck tonight. They had one. They were in a position that they get that last basket, they probably get the win. It just wouldn't go down. They had two men in double figures tonight. Kalen Etzler had only 18 points. He had some highlight reel points, one thunderous dunk in the first half. But believe it or not, that three-pointer, a deep three-pointer in the early in the fourth quarter, those were the only points he had in the second half.
Yeah, we started running a lot of kind of boxing ones or face guarding him and really trying to limit his touches. And the young man was kind of getting frustrated because he did shoot quite a few deep threes just to try to get shots off. And those are usually signs of frustration shots when you haven't touched the ball in recent times. And you're just trying to force a shot or get a shot up. And talking with his actual coach last year, Jeremy Best, before the game, and you know, he's always been fortunate enough that he's played with a lot of other good players.
Yeah.
And, you know, this, not that his team's not good this year, but it's a different type of team. It's a lot of young kids. And, you know, he's kind of trying to learn how to play where everyone's concentrated on him. You know, he had a brother that plays at Miami University right now and starts and plays a lot as a freshman. And, you know, when you kind of have those other guys that are there to take some of that pressure off of you, it's easier for you to go out and get your points. And, you know, now everything is focused on him. Not that it hadn't been in the past, but it was kind of an equal distribute of focus, and now it's all on him. And so he'll have to kind of learn to adjust through that and go through some growing pains. But you know, the Indians made it very tough on him. Their defense was outstanding tonight, and I'm assuming Coach Milton, if he makes it out here and talks to us, we'll display that same type of enthusiasm for his defense.
Well, the guy that was the go-to guy for Crestview in the second half was Carson Kreischer. He only had 4 points at halftime, but in the second half he had a dozen points and some big baskets for Crestview down the stretch. So those two guys were your ones in double figures. Kalen Etzler had 18 points and Carson Kreischer with 16. 8 points for Gavin Etzler, the freshman. A couple of big threes. He just got himself into foul trouble. And a Caden Short, boy, he's gonna relive that shot probably all night that rattled around at their buzzer that could have won the game but did not go down. He finishes up with 4, and he's wishing, oh, if I could have only gotten 6. But it didn't. And 2 points off the bench for J.J. Ward, and that was it. So they only had 5 guys that got into the scoring column. 2 of them combined for 34 of their 48 points. For Fort Recovery, just great balance, and that's what we've come to expect. The guy that ended up in double figures, just the only one, was Grant Kanapke. I think we gave a 3 for him earlier to the wrong person. He ended up with 3 threes tonight and a total of 11 points to lead the Indians. Also, 3 points for Brian Benn, 9 points for Clay Schmitz. Clay's probably also glad that what transpired, or else he'd be kicking himself about missing a free throw in the waning seconds. But it all worked out. 2 points for Gavin Tobey, and those were the biggest 2 of the night, the steal from Etzler and the lay-in, and that was the one that gave them the win, 49-48. Regan Martin finishes with 8 points, 6 for Derek Judy, 7 points for Ryan Post, and 3 for Cole Rammel as he got a basket and a free throw in the first half. A game that saw 8 ties, 7 lead changes. It was 17-17 at the end of one quarter. At halftime, Crestview led 28-23. And as it turns out, how big was that basket right there at the end of the half?
Very important, you know, for the Indians here, and with Clay laying it in on the work on the offensive glass. And you know, you just love to see kids get rewarded for their efforts, and Clay was able to do that. So
it was a 1-point game at the end of three. Crestview led 37-36, and then Crestview couldn't get the last one to go down, and Fort Recovery wins it by a score of 49-48. And let's get the headset on the coach here, and Jim Melton. Coach, congratulations. What a heck of a win.
Thank you. You know, it's the guys are really testing my pig valve, I'll tell you. But, you know, they're finding a way to win. They're showing some grit, and it's a sign of, you know, a nice ball club. They're winning some close games. So tribute to them. They don't give up, and, you know, they went out and executed our adjustments at halftime, you know, because that's what kind of went off on us and had 15 in the first half. So we had to make a few adjustments, and it worked. But, you know, in hindsight, we let, was it Kreischer, number 23, yeah, kind of hurt us. I think he ended up with 12
in the second half and 16 for the game.
All,
yeah,
of them in there in the paint right around the rim. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've got to go back to work and work on our interior defense there and get that cleaned up.
But it was the defense that got you the win.
Yes.
Gavin Toby. I mean, to take it away from a guy who's already signed to go to play at Ohio State.
Right.
In the middle of the court like that, just a one-on-one move, right, and then to go down and lay it in for the winning basket, there's a memory for,
yeah,
it.
And I don't know that Gavin probably wasn't aware that his fundamental, it, where his hands were, where he was fundamentally sound, because he had his hand out, and on the crossover, always have your hand out in that lane, so you always tell him not to cross over in front of a guy, and Etzler made that mistake, and Gavin's hand was right there in position, and, you know, he got that deflection steal and went down and finished it. And, you know, kudos to him, gave us some energy, and then we had to, you know, draw up our ending defense there, and we just got the luck of the roll there. So,
you know, the thing is, you kept the ball away from both Etzlers.
Yes.
And that was crucial.
That was crucial, yes.
And then the short actually puts up the shot, and it rattles, yep, around the rim like,
yep,
that.
Yep.
I thought it was going to go down.
I did, too.
And then it rolls out.
Boy,
it's like, you know, luck was with you.
Yeah, luck was with us tonight. We got to move our feet down there on that and keep him in front, and he has to shoot, you know, because he kind of got away from us. We were, you know, I think, you know, we just got very lucky there. We got to move our feet on our defense. So, like I said last night, our defense isn't where we want it to be. You know, we did hold them to, what, 20 points in the second half, I,
yes,
believe.
Yes.
And, you know, and that's more ideal because, you know, our goal's in the low 40s, you know, night in, night out, and we can't give up 28 in the first half, and especially 17 in the first quarter. You know, I told the guys they were on pace for 68, and that's not acceptable. We're not going to win a ball game if we're letting them score 17 a quarter. So,
but yet, here's two examples this weekend of where you simply got the job done.
Yes. Yep. You know, the kids got the job done. They deserve the credit because they worked their tails off, and they fought through adversity. They're showing some mental toughness.
Mm-hmm.
They really are. I mean, that's showing some mental toughness there. So, they, you know, they need to hold their head, keep their head held up high, and, you know, and you know, we got to get a week of prep here going into the Christmas break. I believe we have the Ansonia Tigers next Saturday. So,
but boy, home sweet home. You know, a 2-point win last night in the waning seconds, yeah, and a 1-point win tonight at,
yeah,
home.
Yeah.
Boy, there's your Christmas presents,
yeah,
back to back.
We'll take it. We'll take it. 4-1 sounds a heck of a lot better than 3-2. So, you know, we'll take it. Good, you know, good job to our guys. They did a great job in fighting, and, you know, we're going offense to defense there and situational basketball, and they executed. So good for the, you know, good for our guys. They deserve it.
And their patience. That's one thing that I think, that's the thing kind of stood out to me, is like, there were no hurry.
Right.
They want to do it. They want to do it right.
Right.
And I mean, some people would say, well, you got to shoot, but you wait for the right moments. And they did.
Yes, they did. We work on situation. You know, we always put time and score on the clock at the end of practice. It's typically our closer, and we do that a lot. We do it a couple of times a week and work on different scenarios. So hopefully that's paying off for us right now. So,
well, Coach, congratulations.
Thank
on
you.
A great win, and
thank
enjoy
you.
It.
Yeah, appreciate it.
All right,
it.
Jim Melton, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. They win tonight a thriller, 49-48 over the Crestview Knights. And for the Indians, they've improved to 4-1, as the coach just said. And, boy, it's a sweet one for them as they knock off a Crestview team that has been kind of hard luck this year coming off that state championship. Well, we're going to step out for one final break, and we'll come back, and we will wrap up our broadcast tonight here on J Country 101.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Has a doctor or healthcare provider prescribed intravenous treatment for you or your loved one? Kapp Pharmacy can help bring a small part of hospital-level care to your home by providing IV medications. We assist you by doing the insurance verifications, offering on-call support, and doing clinical monitoring and reporting to your healthcare provider to coordinate your care. So call Kapp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314 for IV home-based treatment. Kapp Pharmacy. Caring for you and about you.
Cooper Farms would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family the safest and happiest holiday season. Remember to take your time every day to be thankful for your blessings. Think of those less fortunate and encourage those needed lifted up. Support your favorite basketball team by attending the game and support the band members and cheerleaders who motivate the crowd. Happy holidays from your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
This Christmas, why not give a gift that's unique? So how about this? Kids love the big selection of toy tractors and trucks, farm toys and pedal tractors from Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery. These toys are not found on the shelves of any big retailer either. There's also jackets, hats, shirts, and sweatshirts for all ages. Or forget the toys and clothes. We also service and sell Echo chainsaws, leaf blowers, and string trimmers. Surprise them with something unique. Hull Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hard-working, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Well, one more time from the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, where the Fort Recovery Indians get a win tonight in a thriller, 49-48 over the Crestview Knights. It was 17-17 at the end of one quarter. Crestview led at halftime, 28-23. The Knights were still up by one at the end of the third quarter, 37-36. But Fort Recovery gets the break down the end, a steal by Gavin Toby, right in the middle of the court from Ohio State recruit Kalen Etzler. He knocked it away, went down, laid it in with 14 seconds left. Then after a timeout, the Indians were able to clamp down defensively. Crestview got the shot that they wanted, probably not from the player they wanted because both of the Etzlers were covered. So they had to go to senior Caden Short. And he got off a shot about a 10-footer from the left baseline, and it rattled around the rim. And I thought it was going to go in, and as Coach Melton said, he thought it was going to go in. But it came out at the buzzer, and the Indians win it 49-48. Only double-figure scorer for Fort Recovery was Grant Kanapke with 11 points, 9 points for Clay Schmitz, 8 points for Regan Martin, 7 points for Ryan Post, 6 points for Derek Judy. It was just balanced all the way around. For Crestview, they were led by Kalen Etzler, the Ohio State recruit, who had 18 points, and Carson Kreischer had 16 for the Knights. They fall to 1-4. Fort Recovery improves to 4-1. In the junior varsity contest tonight, Crestview did win that one by a score of 47-32. Wild, wild night of action and fun to watch for sure. So two wins by a grand total of 3 points for Fort Recovery, but a win is a win is a win, and they'll take it. Coming up here at the bottom of the hour, we'll be having Indiana Sports Talk with all the scores of all the games from across the Indiana timelines and a lot of the college scores, pro scores, all that. That'll be coming up here at 9:30 and wrapping it up. And we want to thank our fine sponsors for tonight's broadcast. Also, thanks to Nate back of the studio for his engineering help. And thanks to Brian Patch. Final score again tonight, Fort Recovery 49 and Crestview 48. For Brian Patch, I'm Ed Thurman. Thanks for listening and good night from Fort Recovery.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.